Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Archdiocese of Boston has sparked a bit of new controversy by quietly releasing its proposed list of what it calls pastoral collaborations. The plan, groups between two and four churches together, which would then be overseen by one parish priest. The Archdiocese says grouping parishes is a way to address decreased attendance, tightening finances, and a shortage of priests. But the strategy is taking many Catholics by surprise and is facing criticism among some priests. WBUR's Monica Brady Myrov reports.
Here's the broad outline. The Boston Archdiocese wants to regroup 290 parishes into 125 collaboratives. You might call them super parishes. The super parish will have a pastoral service team headed by a pastor with additional priests and a business manager. The cluster will also include a religious education director, a music director, and other jobs that are currently filled by individual parishes.
We made this proposal looking at the fact that this is already happening. It's going to continue to happen.
Monsignor William Fay is co-chair of the Archdiocesan Planning Commission.
The alternative would be that we would look at merging of parishes and closing some of them, which was not a direction that we wanted to go in.
Fay says this is a draft, and he welcomes feedback. In general, each cluster will involve two to four churches. For example, the three churches in Beverly will be under one pastor, and the standalone churches in Hanover, Norwell, and Pembroke will be put together under one group. Actually, the Archdiocese has already been trying out this plan. Over the past couple of years, it's combined 46 separate parishes into 23 clusters. An additional 9 churches were put into 3 clusters.
Father Ahern. Hi, so nice to meet you.
Father Jack Ahern oversees 3 churches in Dorchester, Holy Family, St. Peter, and Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. That's where I meet him. He has 2 other priests in his group helping him, but says it can be chaotic jumping around to say Mass.
Sometimes you might have the 9 at here at Blessed Mother Teresa or at St. Peter's and then still have the 10 o'clock at Holy Family. Because in a given week, one of the other 2 priests may be on vacation, may be away.
Ahern is 58 and rarely sits still. He says when the Archdiocese asked him to take on the cluster, he was ready for the challenge.
As difficult it is to maintain the 3 parishes, the fact that when I came in, the cardinal said, "We're not closing parishes. We're trying to. We've given some stability to it. The people, they're not wondering if the next shoe's going to drop."
But this plan isn't reassuring to everyone. According to a priest who attended a meeting with the Archdiocese this week when it revealed details of the cluster plan, many priests have been critical. He wanted to remain anonymous because of his position in the church, but he says his fellow priests are wondering why the Archdiocese needs to force this across the board when it's already happening gradually. And they don't understand how the Archdiocese will manage these groupings. And parishioners are worried about what happens if 2 failing parishes are put together.
We saw this movie in 2004. That's all that one can say here.
Peter Bore is one of many Catholics who see this as the first step towards closing more churches, despite what Cardinal O'Malley says. Bore is with the Council of Parishes, which has been fighting to keep churches open with vigils.
At the beginning, we're going to analyze, we're going to do pastoral planning, nothing is going to be closed. That's bananas, because by their own statement, the current course of action is not sustainable.
It's not sustainable, the Archdiocese says, because it's been challenged not only by weak finances, but also by declining Mass attendance. Following the clergy sexual abuse scandal, Mass attendance in the Archdiocese fell. Now fewer than 16% of those who call themselves Catholic in the Boston area go to church. On top of that, there are fewer and fewer priests. The church says this grouping plan will strengthen parishes and attract more churchgoers. But before that happens, there'll be an upheaval in personnel. It's proposed that every priest, deacon, and other religious be reassigned, and lay employees, such as church secretaries and music directors, will have to reapply to be part of a parish cluster. So far, it doesn't appear the Archdiocese has done a good job communicating the plan to parishioners. After Mass at St. Teresa's in West Roxbury yesterday, most parishioners said they'd never heard of it. Miriam Thorne thought it sounded like it could work if it put everybody in one church.
I would have no problem with it. It probably would be to our advantage because, as a whole, the more people that worship in one church, probably the better it is.
But the plan doesn't include closing any church buildings, just consolidating personnel. Mary Akuri, a parishioner at St. Albert's the Great in Weymouth, has been keeping a close eye on the process. But she says when she's mentioned it to friends and relatives in other parishes, they knew nothing.
They were absolutely clueless when I told them they're going to be announcing the pastoral service centers. And they looked at me in this blank stare and say, essentially, what are you talking about? So I think for a lot, it has come as a surprise.
Akuri's parish will be grouped with St. Francis Xavier, which is also in Weymouth. It's a much larger church that she knows little about. And Akuri says this proposal feels more like a business plan.
When you look at the pastoral plan and you think of how what has happened in terms of downsizing with larger companies, when you look at the Walmarts and the mom-and-pop operations, it's almost like what the Archdiocese is recommending is similar to what's going on in today's world.
Still, Akuri says she understands it may be the only way to go, given the shortage of priests. But she wishes the Catholic Church would resolve the underlying problem, for instance, by allowing married men and women to join the priesthood. But these are issues for the Vatican and Rome. In Boston, the Archdiocese says grouping parishes will make the church stronger. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.